have since heard of people under extreme duress speaking in strange tongues. I became conscious that a steady torrent of obscenities and swearing of all kinds was pouring out of me as I screamed, "Oh, fudge!" Only I didn't say fudge. I said the word, the big one, the queen mother of dirty words, the F-dash-dash-dash word. Oh, it was all over. I was dead. What would it be? The guillotine? Hanging? The chair? The rack? The Chinese water torture? Mere child's play compared to what surely awaited me. From beautiful, sunny, warm Canada. This is the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, episode number 21. This is my Christmas episode, for those of you who believe in that. Anyway, thank you for dialing me up. It's been quite some time since I've done a show, and I thank you for your patience. For those of you who listen to my shows semi-regularly, you'll know that this is actually my second Christmas episode. I did one last year, and it was moderately entertaining, and I hope today's show will be just a slight bit more moderately entertaining. I've got some funny music planned, some wonderfully sincere Christmas music that comes directly from my heart to you, and I hope that you will be touched. That I hope that you will be touched. Anyway, moving on. You know, it's funny, I've been away for a little while, and I have some memories I want to share with you. At this Christmas season, it's nice to have memories. For those of you who didn't know this already, I was away on tour the whole month of November with Jim Witter and the Piano Men. We started the tour in Dubai, which is the United Arab Emirates, that's the Middle East, and we started the first week as a trio with Dave Whiffen playing saxophone and keyboards, percussion, and Jim Witter and myself. And we played at a beautiful resort in Dubai, a place called the Madinat Jumeirah. Unbelievable scenery, amazing architecture, beautiful beaches. It was breathtaking. What an amazing place that was. But we had a great time playing there and wonderful experiences, wonderful food. I ate food that I never thought I would ever eat. You know, I mean, I didn't exactly eat too many monkey testicles, but I certainly did eat some sushi, and that, you know, I never thought I would dream of having sushi, and now I dream of it quite often. Anyway, it was an amazing week, and when that was done, Dave actually flew home because he had some work conflicts, and so he went home from there, and Jim and I flew to the UK to meet up with Daryl McWaters and Tony Lind, the drummer and guitar player from the Piano Men. And then we began a three-week tour of the UK. We played many different cities in England and then played actually for a full week in a beautiful theater in Glasgow, Scotland. And we had an amazing crew. We had all Brits in our crew. We had two Glaswegians, who, by the way, you don't call Ouija's, not unless you want to get a beer bottle in the head. We had Paul Houlihan on monitors. We had Michael White on front of house sound. And we had Dan Harvey running the lights. And I also want to thank Ray Tizard, who was our tour manager at the beginning of the tour for the first week and a half or so. He was a wonderful guy, a good Cockney bloke, and he took a lot of time to show us some of the sights of England. And he's the one who made it possible for us to see Stonehenge And that was obviously, you know, a rite of passage for any musician, sort of like Graceland, I guess. So yeah, he introduced us to, you know, some Cockney phrases like going out for a Ruby Murray, which means going out for Indian food. And he introduced us to the Profanisaurus, containing over 10,000 rude words and phrases. So anyway, great guys. They were a fabulous crew. We've only been home for a couple of weeks, and I know we all miss all those guys. We really developed some good friendships. And hey, if you guys are listening, let me speak Irish for you. Hey, shut you guys up, eh? I'm Irish. Anyway, we got home early in December, and we're all thrilled to be home, although the weather completely blows, and I mean that literally. It's been just awful. For anyone who ever wondered what it's like to be in a Canadian winter, we're certainly getting our share of it right now. But it will be a white Christmas, no doubt about it. Anyway, so that's my little memories of my last month away, and that will explain why I haven't done a show in a long time. And moving along, we're going to get into Christmas. You know, your typical Christmas album is often recorded during the summer. And in this case, I was working on a Christmas album in October, just before my tour started. And I thought tonight, today, tomorrow, next week, yesterday, last year, whenever you're listening to this, I thought it would be fun to feature a couple of the tracks from this Christmas album that I was working on. So I'm going to play you a song here. I hope that you'll like it. It's now, I mean, I should first of all explain, this is a music podcast. In my dreams, I would like to think this is a comedy podcast. And in my nightmares, I like to think of this as a political podcast. But what it really isn't is it's not really a religious podcast. So if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're not a big fan of Christmas, or perhaps you see Jesus and Santa Claus as two of the more lovable fictional characters, then, you know, just kind of suspend your disbelief for a little bit here and just kind of enjoy a little bit of Christmas music. I find, you know, like Bart Simpson says, Christmas is the time when people from all parts of the world, of all religions, join together to worship Jesus Christ. Right, right. So anyway, all sarcasm aside, I'm going to play you some songs now from this Christmas project that I was working on for the God Rocks, which is a children's ministry doodad. That's what I call it. That's actually on their business card. The first song is called Christmas Is. This is a song that was written by Bruce Stacey, my co-conspirator here at the studio. Well, actually, he's my boss. He pays me. This is a song that he wrote and recorded many, many, many years ago. And at some point, maybe it would be fun to play you the original recording, because it's definitely a timepiece of the late 70s. It's pretty cool to listen to. Lots of, what I guess back then was really state-of-the-art, but now sounds kind of corny. Anyway, I took his song and basically dismembered it. And turned it from being kind of an easy listening gospel song into what you're about to hear now. And it features Cheryl Stacey Nelson singing the lead vocals. Todd Nelson is also in there, and I guess I'm doing everything else. And I hope you will enjoy this wonderful little tune to get you in the festive spirit of Festivus. This is Christmas Is on the Ian Tanner Christmas Podcast Nightmare. You know, a long time ago, something amazing happened to me while I was lying in my bed. Oh, I was just a child back then, but I had the strangest growing sensation in my pants. Well, you know, the funny thing is, I had the strangest sensation that I had to pee. Well, you know what? I didn't have to pee. I had my first orgasm, and it changed my life forever. Time of year. You know, I should also let you, by the way, thank you. Hope you enjoyed that. I should let you know that that was recorded and engineered by Daryl Kingdon, mixed by Daryl Kingdon. A lot of work there, tons and tons and tons of tracks. That's just the kind of fun I have in October. Moving on. You know, for some people out there, Christmas isn't a time to get together with family. Oh, you know, you've got Walter's drinking problem, and Harry just wants to eat dinner and watch wrestling. No offense, Gord. Well, at times like those, sometimes it takes a special Christmas wish to just make them all disappear to some ungodly hellhole. Well, with that in mind, I'd like to dedicate this one to all the loners out there, and I think you know who you are. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, when the wife and the children go away. You can finally put your feet up and just puff a bong. Yes, you're finally spending Christmas all alone. There was a man who came from Tennessee, and I'm actually not comfortable singing anymore. Sorry. Next on the Ian Tanner Christmas podcast for 2007, this is a song that really defies description, and therefore I must defy defying that description by describing it in a defiant sort of way. This song is called Before There Was Santa. Although this is a version that's never been released, never will be released, and will be in prison forever on this podcast. This is a version of the song done by Todd Nielsen, in the character of Tony Clifton. And listen, folks, if you don't know who Tony Clifton is, this is not going to make any sense to you whatsoever. However, if you do know who Tony Clifton is, I think you will be very impressed with this completely improvised version of a legitimate Christmas song written by Bruce Stacey and produced and recorded by me. I hope you like it. I think it's pretty funny. I think Todd does an amazing Tony Clifton. So without any further apu, here is Long Before Santa.
A long time before Santa Claus got in his sleigh to ride. A long time before Rudolph got his nose. There's another Christmas story. A little children are done off. Three kings came a traveling a long, long time ago, bearing gifts of silver and of gold. I could use a bit of that. Thanks. Following a star, and it moved across the sky. Oh, yeah, whatever. My line, whatever. Ah. Here we go. These MIDI tracks suck. Who did these crap? Inside the humble stable with a bright star overhead, a tiny king was sleeping with no crib for a bed. Well, I the reason that they traveled very far, I saw very little king was Jesus Christ the King, born to save the world and make us better than we are. Make it better than we are. What the heck? I'm good enough, dang it! So you see, there's more to Christmas than just gifts under the tree. Like that new Vox amp that my gay boy... What? Ow! Oh, crap! Go back! Hallelujah. You're gonna edit that, right? Oh! Hallelujah. Upper range. Hallelujah. You got compression on that? It's over. Guitar solo. Oh! 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 Thank you very much! I need this song like I need a shotgun blast to the face! I'm out of here.
Well, next in the show, I guess you could call this a bit of a retread. This is a piece of music I actually put on my last Christmas episode. Hopefully, you've all taken your medication and have forgotten it. The only difference is last year when I did this particular wonderful bastardized Christmas song, I did it with just piano and vocal accompaniment. However, for some unknown reason, after Christmas last year, I decided to add some string bass and some drums to kind of make this more like a rockin' jazz combo. So anyway, none of you have heard this, so I need some more material. So hey, it works out for everybody. Everybody wins. So here is the most frustrating time of the year. Please sit back, have a cigar, and enjoy. Special time of year makes me just think about this. It's the most frustrating time of the year. Everybody goes broke, everyone's without hope, not a cent for a beer. It's the most frustrating time of the year. Yeah, it's the most depressing time of the year. All the pushing and shoving and parents out shopping for spoiled rotten kids. Hey, it's the most depressing time of the year. Christmas is only for commerce and keeping the kids satisfied for a week. They open their presents, they complain like peasants. Now mom and dad are up the creek. It's the most ridiculous time of
of the year. Nice try, piano guy. When the neighbors come by with their kids to show off all the crap that they got, it's the most ridiculous time of the year. Ah, you know what? It used to be special to open your stocking and see that you got some nice things. But now kids expect cell phones and PSP systems. It's all about what Santa brings. He should bring diseases. Yes, Santa should bring diseases to little children. And you know what else? He should shower the children with bad chest infections until they lose the ability to pee, poop, and cough. He should help me write words for anti-establishment Christmas songs. Maybe I should just screw off.
Aye!
Okay, it's the most frustrating time of the year. All the seasonal music is sappy. It really makes me want to puke. It's the most depressing time. It's an intransigent time. It's the most frustrating time of the year. Thank you. You've been a lovely audience. Merry Christmas and a Kwanzaa. Well, I have something special for you, for the two people out there that will get this next joke. This is a very special Scott Walker Christmas. Enjoy.
Alone on Christmas Day. Alone on Christmas Day. I sit on the stairs while eyes look at me from the doorway. The horror, the mystery, the pimply eyes of terror.
Hope you enjoyed that. I'm sure you did. It was probably heartwarming, grave-warming. Anyway, moving on to put the final nail in the coffin of Christmas this year. This is a legit song. I figure I've done enough clowning around. I think the needle's stuck. Oh my gosh, I can't go on. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. A really nice version that we did on the God Rocks Christmas album. This is Oh Holy Night featuring Cheryl Stacy on vocals. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name.
It sure has been swell having you with us this year. I want to thank you very much for listening to my shows and being friends of mine and for sending emails to me and to your congressman. Thank you for listening. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year. And I look forward to seeing you in 2008. Bye for now. Drive safely.
Goodbye.